letters now, Mr. Duncan.
Oh, sure, Joey. But I haven't dictated any letters. Would my signature look a little funny on Mr. Lewis's letters?
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course they're Mr. Lewis's. I don't know what I was thinking about. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Joey. Oh, say, would you bring me a cup of coffee, please?
Oh, yes, right away.
What am I supposed to do with this?
You asked for a cup of coffee. Oh, well, I measured out the coffee and I must have put the cup down and brought you... Honestly, I don't know what's the matter with me today.
I guess you must be the one who sharpened all the erasers on my pencils.
Yes, I guess I am. Oh, I'm so sorry, but it just seemed as if I hadn't slept for weeks. I keep thinking about it and thinking about it.
Thinking about what, Julie?
Oh, I shouldn't bother you with my troubles, Mr. Douglas.
Julie, I've known you and Jerry way back since before you were married. Now, let's cut out to Mr. Douglas and tell me what's the matter.
Jerry's out of town and he won't be back for 2 weeks. And by then, I don't know, it may be too late.
No. Look, if you'll just brief me on what this is all about, maybe I can say something more sensible than just now.
Well, it's Linda. I don't know if you remember our daughter.
Oh, of course I do. Pretty little thing.
She's 13 now.
13? My golly.
And she's in love, or thinks she is, with an older man.
Is that what's bothering you?
Steve, this is serious. She thinks he's completely wonderful.
Well, of course she does.
No, I've done everything wrong, and she won't talk to me about it at all anymore. She just clams up. You know how kids can be.
Are you two still here? You'll be 45 minutes late for school.
Yeah, but we're not sure they're gone. Yeah, sometimes they pretend to go, but all the time they're hiding in the bushes.
Out!
Gee whiz, Mr. O'Keefe. You don't want them to get us, do you?
Out! I hope they jump out from the bushes and kiss you. Steve's lucky. All he has to do is go to work and forget about the kids.
How old is this fella anyway?
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen him. But his name must begin with M because she's writing M's all over everything. And she's flunking two of her classes. And she even talks, when she talks at all, about quitting school entirely.
Well, I'll tell you what, Julie. It's almost 3 o'clock. Now, why don't you go home and wait for him to bring Linda home and find out who he is and let me know, and I'll have a man-to-man talk with him.
Oh, that's wonderful, would you?
Sure.
3 o'clock. Yes, I can just make it.
Julie... Would you put a little more cream in there for me, please? Take it easy.
Hear you come in.
No, I guess you didn't. I came in the back door.
Well, it's after 6. Where have you been since school?
Oh, nowhere. Just around.
But what were you doing?
Nothing special.
Well, who were you with?
Oh, nobody in particular. I've got an awful lot of homework to get done.
How about Norma Curtis? FR 225. No, forget it. You might as well not call her. Will she tell you she had a date even if she didn't? Yeah, well, she's one of those that you gotta call a week before. I don't know. You know how some dames are.
Dames? What are dames?
That's a skirt, Dad, or a tomato, or a hairpin.
Where did you learn that kind of talk?
From Mike. He says all kind of neat stuff.
Excuse me, would you, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to get Buzz a date.
Yeah. We'll try to get him a girl, huh? Not a dame?
Hey, here's a good deal. Holly Adams, real cute blonde, really knows the tune, and you can use her father's car. She's what? Married? Well, I don't know, Buzz. Of course, you could call Lucy, but I've got her graded pretty low in my book.
Graded pretty low? Who gives the examinations?
I got an idea. Hey, Robbie? Robbie?
Yeah?
Hey, what's the name of that that new girl, Betty something or other? Just
moved... Plaza.
Betty Plaza, yeah.
Plaza?
Yeah. That's Spanish for square. Boy, is she.
Well, I just struck out. Look, maybe you better call Tom. He's brought his book up to date. He might have something. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Robbie. Rob, come back here, huh? And you stay here too, Mike.
What?
Don't you think your attitude on girls is maybe just a little rugged?
Oh, that's mostly talk, Dad. I mean, we still help them in and out of cars while I chat.
Yeah. Course. And besides, you ought to hear what they say about us, Dad. Oh, Ginsey Holmes has a sister that thinks guys are nothing but crew-cut money.
Yeah.
Well, just remember that there are a lot of sensitive girls. They're easily hurt. And they have to be looked after a little. And if their parents want them home by 10:30, be sure and get them home by 10:30.
Okay. Dad?
Hmm?
You want to talk about it some more, or can we go now?
Well, you can go now. Just remember what I said, that's all.
Yeah, sure, Dad.
Or visit our website to learn more.
No, I didn't get to see him. And the mood she was in, there was no use my trying to find out anything more. But I just knew she'd been with him again. Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's right for a parent not to respect their children's privacy? I mean, do you ever read your children's diaries?
Boys don't keep diaries, Julie. At least the boys in our house don't. They keep everything else, beetles in bottles and pie under the bed and toads in the bathtub, but no diaries.
Well, Linda keeps one. And I was wondering if it would be wrong for me to read it to try to find out exactly what's going on. Do you think it'd be all right?
Well, I think anything a parent does to protect his children is all right. What did it say, Julie?
Oh, well, I didn't really read it. The book wasn't locked and it fell open.
What did it say?
Well, I only saw one line. It said, "Last night was sublime. We danced all night. M kissed me."
Out all night at 13?
I know. Scared me to death. I was trying to figure out when that could have been. Last week, she stayed all night at her friend Betty's. She does that sometimes. Or maybe she just told me she was at Betty's.
Oh, of course she was there. What kind of a character would keep a girl Linda's age out all night? I'd like to get my hands on any two-bit Casanova who'd try a thing like that.
Thanks, Marlon.
Okay, Marlon. See you tomorrow. Yeah, get lost. Will you quit calling me Marlon? It makes me feel like a creep.
I think of you as Marlon.
Yeah, well, would you please cut it out? It's embarrassing.
What? I'm sorry, Robbie.
Thanks. Hey, Mike, can I borrow a shirt? You'd have to take the one off my back.
Oh. Well, do you have a safety pin anywhere I can borrow?
Look on the top of the dresser.
Hey, Mike, can I borrow this club pin just for today? I won't lose it, I promise. Hey, Mike?
Oh, hello, Julie.
Oh, we weren't expecting you in today.
Yeah, I just drove in from the airport. Finished everything up sooner than I expected. Well, I suppose everything's gone to pot here in the office in the 2 days I've been away. Hmm? Tell me, Julie, how are things with Linda? Everything all straightened out?
Oh, no, no. That's why I'm in here. There were some people in my office. I was just going to put in a long-distance call to Jerry and ask him to come home.
Oh, now, things can't be that bad. Have you found out the name of this older man?
No, but I found his fraternity pin in her room.
Oh?
It's evidently talked her into being secretly engaged to him.
Oh, now, a pin doesn't necessarily mean that. Particularly when the girl's only 13. Well, this isn't a college fraternity pin. I've seen one of these before somewhere. I think it's one of those high school club insignias, you know?
Well, I suppose a high school senior could be Linda's idea of an older man. He could be 18. Some of them get married at that age.
No, indeed they do.
It has something scratched on the back. I think it's a name, but I can't make it out.
Yeah, it looks like a name. I can't make it out either. Yeah, it's a name, all right. There's the initial M and the last name. D.
Can you make it out?
Yes, I can make it out. It's Dugan or something like that. What did you say the boy's first name was?
Well, I don't know. I heard her talking on the phone, and I thought she called him Merle or Marv. But it might have been something else. Anyway, I know it begins with M.
It begins with M, all right.
Do you think you can find him?
Yes, I can find him.
Well, when we do find him, we can report him to the welfare authorities.
Well, Julie...
He's certainly contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Well, I really don't think we should jump to conclusions. You just let me handle this, Julie. I'll take care of everything when I get home. I mean, when I find him.
Steve, you're really a friend in need. I feel ashamed, though, that I can't manage my one chick while you manage so well with your three. They never seem to get into any trouble.
Well, I wouldn't quite say that, Julie.
Well, I certainly appreciate it.
How do you know he did anything?
Here's you using your he did something voice.
Is that all you can think of?
Well, it's kind of a pleasant way to figure out what day of the week it is.
It's later than you think, Casanova. Much later. Is this your pin?
No. Mine's over here.
Then how does this one happen to have your name on it?
My name? Hey, this is mine.
Surprise.
Where'd you get it?
Never mind where I got it.
Huh?
Yes, huh? Mike, in the past I've made it a practice not to pry into your life too much. Because I've always had confidence in you. Because I knew you wouldn't get too far off base. But I guess I've been wrong. Mike, I just don't understand it. There are plenty of older girls you could take out. Why this little 13-year-old girl?
Little how-year-old?
Maybe you didn't know she was only 13, but that's no excuse, Mike. And keeping her out all night. What did you do? Sneak out after Bubba's asleep or something? What did you do? And answer me, why?
I don't know any answers. I don't even recognize the questions.
I can't tell you.
Steve! Yes? Phone.
All right. You stay here because I'm coming right back. And fasten your seatbelt because I haven't even taken off yet.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello. Hello?
Was that Dad that just walked out of here? Well, it wasn't John Wilkes Booth. You sure it was Dad? You flipped or something? Yeah, maybe. The guy walked in here a minute ago. He looked like Dad, sounded like Dad. Boy, he sure didn't make any sense. Micah, we've got a little problem. What do you mean, we? Well, you and I, mostly me. I borrowed something from you. I did ask, but I don't know whether you heard me or not. And I said I wouldn't lose it. Well, I haven't exactly lost it, but I haven't exactly got it either. People keep talking, but the message doesn't come. But I know where it is, and I'll get it from Linda Evans tomorrow. I didn't give it to her, she just took it. She sewed on a button and kept the pin for a souvenir. The what? The club pin I borrowed from you. I just wanted to tell you so that you... You mean this? yeah. Where'd you find it?
Never mind.
Huh?
Yeah, huh.
Well, don't worry about her anymore, Julie. Yeah, everything's going to be all right. I'll explain to you later. Yeah. Goodbye. Now, Mike. Oh, Robbie, I'm talking to your brother now. Would you mind?
Wait a minute, Dad. You're barking up the wrong boy. Here's your Casanova.
Where?
Well, there. He borrowed my pin. That's how that little girl got it.
This is an older man. She writes M all over it.
Well, she calls me Marlin.
Like in fish?
No, like an actor. Well, I can't help it. She's all right looking, but she's just a kid. I ride home with her in Jack Tully's car because I don't like to walk. Oh, yeah, and once I took her to this thing at school because she asked me.
That's all? You never kept her out all night?
Heck no, Ted. Even if I wanted to, you just can't get past Bub's bed check.
She wrote it in her diary.
Oh, hey, Dad. Girls write all kind of gook like that in their diary.
Sure. It's the fulfillment urge. They make up most of it to read to each other.
Yeah. Ginsey's sister wrote in her diary that she was married to an astronaut and then divorced again. She's only 12.
How do you know what's in her diary?
Well, Ginsey told me. He had a keymate. It comes in handy in case he wants to blackmail her for something.
What's going on here?
Oh, just a minute, Chip. Well, I can't tell you fellas how relieved I am that there was nothing to this whole thing. Of course, Linda's mother's still worried sick.
Yeah. Well, you probably better go over there and straighten her out.
Yeah. Of course, it's a little difficult to tell a mother that her daughter's... Well, her husband will be home tomorrow. I'll wait and explain it all to him.
Dad?
Hmm?
You said never put off stuff.
Well, that's right, Chip, but... Well, if I get a chance, I'll go over after dinner and explain it.
Dinner's going to be late tonight, so you'll have time now.
Thanks very much.
Oh, Steve, come in.
Hello, Julie.
Here, let me take your hat.
Oh, thanks.
It's so nice of you to come over. I'm sorry to be so much trouble.
Well, there was no trouble, Julie. Is Linda here?
No, she's not home yet. She must be out with that monster.
No, I don't think she is.
Oh, I just know she is.
Well, I'll go along with feminine intuition once in a while, but not right now. That's a picture of her, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
What a pretty girl she's grown into.
That was taken when she was in the school play.
Oh?
She had the lead.
She has a very keen sense of drama, huh?
Oh, yes, she has a wonderful imagination.
Mm-hmm.
She may be a writer someday.
Julie, I think maybe she's a very imaginative writer right now.
What?
Her diary. All that talk about staying out all night and the older man, she made that all up.
You mean there isn't an older man?
Well, it depends upon what you call older.
Well, then you know who he is.
Oh, yes, I know who he is.
But you talk to him?
Yeah, I've talked to him. As a matter of fact, I talk to him every day.
What?
It's Robbie.
Your son, Robbie? Well, why all the M's?
Oh, that's because Linda calls him Marlon, like in Randolph.
Your son, Robbie.
So you had nothing to worry about, you see?
Well, Steve, I don't know what to say.
Look, I don't want to try to tell you how to run your life. But you have a daughter, and she's going to have a crush on somebody for the next 10 years or so you might as well get used to it. And if you don't show her that you trust her and have confidence in her, well, then she'll never be able to tell you anything that...
Oh, hello. Sorry I'm late. Oh,
Linda, this is Mr. Douglas.
Hello, Linda.
Hello. Are you Robbie's father?
Yes, I am.
You know, I used to think he looked like Marlon Brando.
You, used to?
I met a new boy. He's in my science class. He's a little more mature than Robbie. Nothing personal, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, I understand.
He's quite suave, and he's almost 15. His name is Henry, but but I call him Rock.
Rock, like in Hudson, huh?
Oh, no. Rock like in geological strata. That's what he's interested in.
Now, Linda, you know I told you to come home right after school.
Julie, I think maybe I'd better run along. I think Bob's probably waiting dinner. Goodbye, Linda.
Goodbye, Mr. Douglas.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much.
Anytime, Julie. And there will be times.
I wonder how come Doreen and Ellen quit following us around.
I guess they got too much extra homework to do.
Yeah, their mother says they shouldn't fall in love with us or something.
Did you actually climb over your fence?
Sure, go ahead. Hey, now they're after Eddie and Billy.
Yeah.
My girls are sure goofy.
Yeah, they could have had us.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice as nice morning on TV Land. ¶¶